broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for July the 13th in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. Welcome to the broadcast. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We also want you to understand something very simple. The checks and balances are brilliant. They're put in place to restore the republic and to protect the people and to make sure nobody gets too much power. But understand this. We are not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic. In fact, we're 50 constitutional republics tied together with dual sovereignty with the limited delegated authority to the federal government. Dual sovereignty, if you will. And it's wise, and the people are in charge, and we the people must insist on the checks and balances. The founding fathers said you have a republic if you can keep it. And I'll tell you what, we got a lot of work to do, folks, to restore the republic. But you know what? Our founding fathers also warned us. De Tocqueville said, hey, America's great because America's good, meaning moral. And if America ceases to be good or moral, America will cease to be great. And we've seen that moral slide in recent years. The culture war is real, and we are absolutely in that fight for freedom. And ladies and gentlemen, we need to be a moral people. We need to reject revolution, stand for peaceful restoration. We need to never give up on the greatest country on the face of the earth. And we are certainly not trying to preach to the masses. They're not interested in what we have to say, folks. We are interested in finding the elect in heart, those who truly believe in the sacred cause of liberty, those who have an aptitude for it, a desire for it that may need to learn, those who already understand it and want updated news the networks refuse to use of what's going on in the world and how they can make a difference. We know we can't solve the world by 3 o'clock, but we do absolutely understand that, like Boy Scouts, we can leave the campsite better than we found it. And that's kind of what we're aiming for here on the radio, is to tell the tale of liberty, to stand for God, family, and country. And we do that by taking modern news items, modern news guests and topics and etc., to educate about how the founding fathers would handle things, about how we would look at things from a God, family, and country, a protection of life, liberty, and property perspective, etc. So usually on Saturdays, I do a 2-hour recap. Sometimes it only takes an hour, but this time I've got like 3 weeks to recap of what we've talked about on the radio. So we're going to be full as could be. Let's start with yesterday's broadcast and work our way backwards. We got like 3 weeks to cover because we've had some guests the last few Saturdays and more. But yesterday we talked about Donald's Twitter feed at Real Donald Trump. Donald says, quote, I am not a fan of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, which are not money and whose value is highly volatile and based on thin air. Unregulated crypto assets, listen, could facilitate unlawful behavior, including drug trade and other illegal activities. Well, Donald's right about all that. But then Donald, in my opinion, goes into stupid land. The president should not be president if he doesn't understand this fundamental reality. Here's what he says. We have only one real currency in the USA, and it is stronger than ever, both dependable and reliable. It is by far the most dominant currency anywhere in the world, and it will always stay that way. It is called the United States dollar. Now, I don't mean to be offensive, but then Forbes doubles down and says all money is fiat money. All right, no offense, but Donald's completely wrong on this, and how he can be president and be so wrong on this, I don't know. Now, if you want to accept that the U.S. dollar is a silver eagle, silver dollar, silver coin, a 1 troy ounce silver coin, then I'm inclined to agree with you that that's the U.S. dollar. But Donald's not talking about that. He's talking about the Federal Reserve note, the petrodollar, the dollar backed by oil globally around the world. And it has become the most dominant currency for sure. But he's made several false assumptions, by the way, saying that's the only real money, that it's not volatile. Well, it's been made the world's global petrodollar by force around the world, ladies and gentlemen, something the Republic stands against, something the founding fathers warned us to avoid like the plague, avoid foreign entanglements. So I appreciate President Trump, but you know what? Downing cryptocurrencies and defending the fake U.S. dollar, and then Forbes magazine doubling down and saying all currency is fiat currency, is an absolute lie by Forbes and by the Donald. The truth is, the only legal currency, the only lawful currency, is the supreme law of the land designated currency, which is gold and silver. And the fake fiat Federal Reserve money that Donald claims is the strongest around the world is bogus too, Donald. And the fact that you don't understand that scares the heck out of me. When people run around and say we're a democracy and the president believes in fake, dishonest money as long as it's, quote, his dollar, or the United States dollar, well, when we're involved in fiat currencies, we're just as wrong as everybody else involved in fiat currencies. The only honest money, the only true weights and measures, biblically speaking and constitutionally supreme law of our land speaking, is gold and silver. And we have gone far afield from it. And no doubt that's why we can fund these unconstitutional, immoral wars around the world. And that's why we can't rein in politicians, because they've got money at the helm. They can do anything they want with money. We need to chain them down with a constitution. We need to return to constitutional currency, gold and silver. And some say, oh, Sam, that's not possible. There's not enough of it. And my response is, not enough of what? Moral hazard? Okay, we wouldn't be doing 90% of the things we're doing if we didn't have the money to do them, see? That's what the founding fathers meant when they say chain them down with the Constitution. Stop them from doing the things they're doing. Look, we don't need the education programs at the federal level. There is no delegation. There is no constitutional authority. We don't need Social Security, a big take care of everybody program. Well, Sam, how would people be cared for? My gosh, it's the largest safety net. I understand. And I know we can't get out of it in a day. I know we need to keep promises to people, but there are ways to back out of this behemoth Ponzi scheme. The government has no authority to take care of people from cradle to grave. Okay, the federal government has no mandate constitutionally to be involved there at all. Let's let churches and private organizations, philanthropists, and people save for their own retirement. See, the system isn't going to work. It's broke anyway. It's a failure Ponzi scheme. Okay, that's where most of our money is spent. Interest on the debt, Social Security, and government education. It is disaster. You put foreign aid and wars in the mix, and that's where 90% of our money goes. Shut it down, folks. Return to the constitutional dual sovereignty mandate of the 50 republics. Anyway, shame on the Donald. He should know better about money. Trump drops effort to get citizenship questioned on the 2020 census. He's going to do an executive order, which is going to mandate that information from other government agencies. He's saying that information is available in many ways. We'll just go about it differently. I guess he has that right to do that on one hand. On the other hand, he's relying on a bunch of unconstitutional government agencies to get his information in the first place. So I'm not really a fan of going to unconstitutional government agencies and asking them to do the bidding. What Donald needs to do is take this on directly. He has every right to ask a citizenship question on the census. Who's legally here and who's not legal? We need to be a nation of laws, ladies and gentlemen, and our border matters. Oh, Sam, you're a racist. You don't want people to come to America. Lies, 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 lies. I want people to come to America. I want people to have an opportunity. I am in support of the immigrants. What I'm not in support of is doing it illegally in an unorganized manner, violating our laws. You'll never, ever make sense of that for me. Now, if we want to close the illegal door, slam that sucker shut, and we want to have an open, broad way for people to come here in an orderly fashion, bringing, you know, sponsors to the table so that people aren't on the dole, et cetera, et cetera. I support bringing the good guys to America. There's plenty of room. Go drive from Montana to Texas and you'll see what I'm talking about. Okay, there's plenty of room and plenty of opportunity. And those who want to come here for a better life and who will jettison their old culture and embrace the principles, the sacred principles that make America great, by all means, welcome people. I don't give a rip what color your skin is. If you want to obey the laws and you want a better life, we're here to help it happen. But we're not here to help it happen by starting you out by breaking our laws. We're not interested in that. Furthermore, I would submit to you all that this, we don't need to have these handout programs and the carrot. Everybody talks about border wall, border wall. Hey, I'm for a wall at the border to some degree. I am for stopping illegality. But you know what? I'm more for getting rid of the carrot. Why have all these social handouts and then wonder why the wrong people come? Why people come with misconceptions about what America is and what America stands for, right? There's ways to go about it, folks, is the point. All right, Donald Trump says mainstream media is not free speech. People who write bad, in other words, fake news stuff, are dangerous, Donald says. I understand his point, but I disagree. They can have their viewpoints as well. I think Donald's taken out of context unfairly, though. What Donald's kind of saying is for the mainstream press to spew their views and to shut down our views, that's not free speech. Just because they have control of most of the internet, that doesn't mean that they should use their double-edged sword to promote their false or fake news agenda or their manipulated viewpoint of reality and then shut our views down. That isn't news. That's fake news. That isn't free speech. That's the violation of free speech. And I think Donald's right about that. And the proof in the pudding is when he made that comment, the mainstream press jumped on it and twisted it and said, oh, Donald is literally obliterating the First Amendment. No, he's not. He's got his opinion, too. You just don't like it when his opinion goes against yours, mainstream press. Well, my opinion's different than both of y'all's. Is there room for my opinion? And when you shut me down, that isn't free speech. And I think that's Donald's point. I think he's been taken out of context. Republican-appointed judges toss emoluments clause lawsuit and claim the deep state pushed this idea about Donald Trump's money from foreign hotels. Donald won. The Democrats lost. That's good news, in my opinion.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying shh? Let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this, the Kosher Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities. And it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Attention, Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to give a big shout-out to this pastor. He's in Florida. He's hanging out in his own church. It's 1 in the morning, and a robber thug comes. And I guess the pastor's name is Brant Adams. And he stopped the would-be robber on Thursday, held him at gunpoint until the cops arrived, all at his own church. He didn't have to fire a shot. He just used his rob-me-not, a gun, to stop the thugs. And the bottom line is the cops came, arrested the thug, and the pastor just said, hey, if you were hungry or if you needed something, you could have just asked. So there's a great news story the mainstream press is missing out on. Why do we bring that up? Because the founding fathers believed in this unalienable right of self-defense, codified by a modern-day gun. And that right shall not be taken away. And you know what? Guns in the hands of good guys is a great thing always. Conspiracy land Seth Rich, episode 1, The Last Days, episode 2, The Russian Connection, and then a bonus track. This is from the creators of Yahoo News. They have a program called Skullduggery, and the host and chief correspondent of it is Michael Isikoff. And Michael Isikoff says the Seth Rich conspiracy theory made its start, made its way straight to Fox News and Sean Hannity, but it started out from the Russian intelligence plant. See, I don't know that I believe that's true. I don't trust Michael Isikoff at all. Okay, this guy's been in the mainstream press forever, and when I watch this, everything he does debunks the conspiracies about Seth Rich. And when we say conspiracies, what is a conspiracy? Right? Okay, it's something that we don't know as a fact that you just, you know, fan the flames of that's not documented. Okay, but look, we know that Seth Rich, they say it was a botched robbery. But we know they didn't take anything. They didn't take his money. They didn't take his cell phone. They took nothing. So the government says, the cops say it was a botched robbery in D.C., even though nothing was taken. We then say, no, he was murdered with an intent. Well, they say he was murdered, but it was just a botched robbery gone wrong. Except they don't have any facts or evidence for their claim. So what's more of a conspiracy, me saying there's more here than meets the eye, or them saying there's nothing here, move along? Which is the conspiracy, ladies and gentlemen? You decide. And I say that Seth Rich thing when he was very involved in the DNC. And Julian Assange makes overtures that there was some involvement there. And when we've proven the Russians aren't really the cause of the WikiLeaks, etc., then you kind of go, is there more than meets the eye? I don't know. But neither does the government, neither does the cops know that it was just a botched robbery. That's just their best guess. So why can they have their best guess that there's nothing here, move along, and that's not a conspiracy? And my view is that there is something more here because you can't trust government, and their suggestion that it's just a botched robbery doesn't make any sense. Why is my view a conspiracy and their view not? See? And then they even go to the point where, oh my gosh, the poor mother. I mean, it's horrible. All these conspiracy nuts are talking about the Seth Rich case and doing the dead wrong and the poor mother, the poor living mother. Why are they going there? I want the truth. And you know what? I think the poor mother, when they're just simply lying about it and saying it's a robbery, a botched robbery gone wrong. And if they let that go as the lie, they're the ones doing the dead wrong. They're the ones, in my opinion, I mean, the mother could know that her son went down as a hero. Right? They want you to believe he was just all drunk and stumbling around and a robbery, botched robbery went wrong. Which is a better scenario? Seth Rich was a hero for blowing the whistle on government corruption, creating accountability. What a hero. Or he just died with a botched robbery because he was all drunk way late early in the morning, way late at night, whatever you want to call it. Okay, I think that the defending Seth Rich and saying there's more here than meets the eye does his family more honor. But see, they say I'm a conspiracy nut, and they're just spot on. They know. But they don't know either. They're just guessing. Or they're covering something up. I don't know which. But who has motive? Let's ask that question. What motive do I have to jump into the Seth Rich conspiracy idea? None, except for I don't trust government. And it's just strange that Hillary Clinton's at the center of all this, the DNC, the elections. It's politically hot, and this guy's, and then all of a sudden he's just dead. Oh, robbery, but they didn't take anything. And then the cops just say, oh, well, it's common when a robbery goes wrong and somebody fights back that, well, they don't take anything. Maybe, maybe not. But to suggest we're crazy when you won't investigate more? See, that's the question. When you attack us as conspiracy theorists and there's no evidence for your views either? All right, we had our guest on second hour yesterday, Richard Mack, thefreedomcoalition.com, CSPOA.org. And we talked about Tropical Storm Barry. Trump approves Louisiana state emergency. That sucker's coming in today, going to dump a ton of rain on Louisiana. And I don't understand why in New Orleans they even stay there. And no offense, I wouldn't call it a national emergency. Look, you live in a city below sea level. You have walls that hold back the water. And you know every few years the walls get breached and floods and, you know, sometimes catastrophically so. And then you say it's an emergency every time that happens? I don't think so. I got to just tell the people, look, if you want to live there, you're more than welcome to. But we as the government are not going to call it an emergency. We're not going to provide funding. We're not going to steal money from the taxpayers to cover this. You know it's not safe to live here. It's a hazard, and we're not going to, you know, you can do what you want, but we're not going to be part of it. That's what I think they need to do. But they continue to build the city over and over and over and over. It's kind of like me going out in front of a train and getting hit by the train and just going, oh my gosh, it's a national emergency. No, it's not. You know what's going to happen. Now, I know many of these people have lived there their whole lives and they don't really have a great place to go. I get it. I also get that just putting them there and rebuilding and rebuilding and putting them there and rebuilding and the loss of life and the moral cost, or, I'm sorry, the cost and the, but it doesn't make any sense. If you want to live in Louisiana below sea level and you want to live where there's flooding potential all the time, I would submit to you that you need to move to higher ground. And if you don't want to do that, you're free to live there. But you're not free to steal tax dollars to do it. And I'm disappointed in Donald to call it a national emergency because it's not. We knew that it would happen. We know that it's going to happen again. Mark my words. There will be another flood in New Orleans, Louisiana, and it will come up in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I don't know how many years, but it will come again. And when they do, don't tell me it's a national emergency. I'm predicting it and telling you to get the heck out to higher ground now. Principal who's tried to stay politically neutral on Holocaust got removed. We talked with Richard Mack in detail. I don't believe that the Holocaust is a lie. Okay, I'm not a Holocaust denier. But I do believe the details surrounding the reality or the true history on World War II, on Hitler, on the Holocaust, I believe a lot of what we're getting is a lie. I don't believe as many people were victims of Hitler as they make you believe. I don't believe it was as hostile an environment as they make you want to believe. I don't believe that Hitler died by suicide like they claim. I think he escaped Argentina. You can say I'm a conspiracy nut, but then why in just released documents under the Donald administration do we see the CIA was looking for Hitler in Argentina in the 60s? So the CIA must have believed in the same conspiracy I believe in then, huh? I don't know the truth. All I know is I don't trust the government's story. But that doesn't mean that I don't think there were horrific abuses there. There were, and they were evil and wrong. But look, the Holocaust is horrible. But it's not as bad as what happened under Mao Zedong. It's not as bad as what happened under some of these other dictators, right? Okay, the Holodomor case is just as egregious, if not worse. Why do we promote one as if it's the Holy Grail and you don't dare have an opinion on it? But yet the other ones are not even talked about, and they were bigger. Stalin and Mao Zedong had more murders than the Holocaust. Why aren't they front and center in our minds and discussions? Why is one the Holy Grail and the other one's not touched? Okay, it's the manipulation of history that I'm speaking out against. I know there are horrific abuses in all three examples. They're horrible. Okay, and I hope history never repeats itself. I get it. But I'm not going to accept one as the Holy Grail and you can't criticize anything about it and the other ones are just going to be simply ignored or not talked about. How many Americans know about the Holocaust? How many Americans know about a whole little more to make the point, even though there was more death, much more. Okay, all of them are wrong and evil, no doubt about it. I also don't believe that the Americans didn't know that Pearl Harbor was going to happen, the Japanese attack. I believe the president knew and he allowed a first strike to occur in an order to tempt the American people who were very, very hesitant and unwilling to go to war. I think they did that on purpose and got us into a war. See, I just reject the historical reality. We also were very involved with Hitler and the eugenics movement. Don't tell me we weren't. Go study history. You'll find out big transnational corporations in bed with the United States and Hitler were all involved in the eugenics program to create a perfect race. Now, I reject that too. But let's not pretend we weren't there or that we weren't part of it. That's a lie. All right, we talked about $15 an hour. They say that $15 an hour could curtail some poverty, but it could also shut down jobs. I agree with that. Government has no business, no authority to create a federal wage in the first place. Or a living wage, or a minimum wage, or whatever word you want to use for it. There needs to be the free market, ladies and gentlemen. People should pay people what they want. You like what you're getting paid, stay there. You don't, walk and get a better job. Roy Moore asks donors to help him defeat the establishment. Boy, does he need that, because everybody's going against Roy Moore. Roy Moore of Alabama, I pray for his success.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tropical Storm Barry continues to bear down toward Louisiana's coastline near Morgan City. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell says flooding may be devastating, with up to 2 feet of rain expected.
This is a very serious tropical storm warning that has been granted for the city of New Orleans. Surrounding areas, as we've been told, will also experience some level of storm surge.
Forecasters warn the system may become a hurricane and could spawn tornadoes to the east. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's testimony to Congress has been delayed until the 24th of July under an agreement that gives lawmakers more time to question him. Mueller had been scheduled to testify July 17th about the Russia probe. Lawmakers in both parties complained there wasn't enough time allotted to ask all their questions. This is USA Radio News.
There's something out there for you and me. And the American road is calling. So what's it gonna be? Hey, it's an amazing day. Traveling our own highway. No matter where it leads us, we can smile. Cause it's leaning in the mile.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The Trump administration is going ahead with targeted deportation raids in some cities starting on Sunday. Leaders in New York aren't lending a hand and instead are helping immigrants. Mayor Bill de Blasio said he doesn't know what to expect from ICE agents in his city on Sunday.
We have lawyers available for anyone who is targeted.
Speaking on WNYC Radio, he said illegal immigrants shouldn't be fearful of city employees.
No New York City government personnel will participate or assist ICE in any way.
Vice President Pence visited a Border Patrol facility on Friday where close to 400 men are being detained after being accused of crossing the border illegally.
People saying that families and children are being held in concentration camps is an outrage. And the Nazis killed people. Our Customs and Border Protection, as you heard today, are saving lives every day.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, what do you expect from the propaganda and the mainstream press, ladies and gentlemen? That's how they lie. Okay, the fact is, you know what? Illegal activity is wrong. And the states and the counties and the cities have no business, in my opinion, cooperating with illegals against our own government. That is bordering on treason. U.S. politician. Guy's name is Robert Foster. He insists on a chaperone with a female reporter, and I say good for him. The female wants to ride in his truck and spend time with him and get alone with him. And he says, I'm not doing that. It's not good to my wife. I'm not doing it. And Mike Pence says he won't go to dinner with a woman alone either. And I commend both of these men. They're spot on. What happens is these women, on one hand, they want you to be alone with them. On the other hand, if there's allegations or if there's anything that goes wrong, then they want to say you're a sexual predator. You just can't win. If you're never alone with them, they can't make allegations. If you're alone with them, they can. And the problem is you never know when they're telling the truth. Some women are making allegations that are legitimate, and that's a horrible tragedy. We stand against any activity or force of any kind sexually to anybody, anytime, anywhere. It's wrong. It's evil. It's satanic. At the same time, though, why would a guy put himself in a position where allegations could be made? See, there's no you can't win with these feminazi women, folks. You just can't win. You know, they don't want you to be alone with them or ever, whatever. Then they want you to be alone with them. I mean, make up your mind. You would think these women would welcome a man that says, I don't want to be with you alone ever. Unless you're my wife. Because I know that, you know what, it can go not well. And I don't want anybody. Women, the Me Too movement should be jumping all over this going, this is wonderful news. Great for this politician. But what they do is they say he's a bigot. He hates women. He doesn't treat them as equals. And it goes on and on and on. These people are psychotic and you can never win. All right, the House votes to override Trump's transgender troop ban. And so now the House wants to override the ban and wants transgenders in the military. Donald says no. The House, controlled by the Democrats, says yes. The Senate's caught in the middle. What are they going to do? Hopefully they'll shut it down and let Donald Trump's common sense stand. Time will tell. I guess an eco-friendly metal drinking straw pierces a woman in the eye and kills her. So I guess it's eco-friendly, huh? Joe Kovacs for WND writes the piece. What a tragedy. All right, we talked about a theater chain in Canada. The CEO of this theater chain doubles down on decision to show the pro-life movie Unplanned. It's up to each of us to decide whether we want to see it or not, he says. Wow, he's getting attacked relentlessly for allowing people to see a pro-life movie. Good for the Canadian theater chain CEO. Man, we've only talked about one show, yesterday's show so far, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not doing very well, am I? Let's go to Thursday real quick. We talked about the Fed chair, Jerome Powell, signaled on Wednesday that the Federal Reserve could cut interest rates, sending stocks higher. And we get mad because other countries manipulate their currencies? Well, to me, that's a currency manipulation move if I've ever seen one. So shame on the administration. We should shut down and abolish the Federal Reserve. We didn't have a Federal Reserve from what, 1787 when the Constitution was ratified to 1913. We didn't need a Federal Reserve. Well, let's go back to that time, shall we? Where did Jeffrey Epstein's money come from? You got to wonder that. Jeffrey Epstein is not a billionaire, says Forbes magazine. So they call him a billionaire over and over and over. But if he's not, the mainstream press not doing their due diligence. They're painting fake news, aren't they? I don't know if he's a billionaire or not. I just know this. He has high up government support for his pornography and his sexual trafficking and his child manipulate, whatever, right? Now, this guy's got a lot of protection. Federal attorney Alex Acosta was told that Jeffrey Epstein belonged to intelligence and to leave him alone. That's interesting. Turns out that now Alex Acosta is stepping down. Not going to be the labor secretary anymore. Jeffrey Epstein indictment, though, is, in my opinion, a surgically removed deal. They're going to remove Jeffrey and a few people around him, like Alex and others, that are going to take the hit. But the big movers and the shakers, the funders, the real child pornography ring folks are not going to get caught. How do I know that? Because Jeffrey Epstein's sex island is not mentioned in the indictment. Orgy Island or the plane, the Lolito Express, whatever you want to call it. None of that stuff's mentioned in the indictments. So I don't believe that. I don't believe they're going to get to the bottom of it at all. It's a surgical removal, not a wholesale get to the bottom and bust and disband a sex ring. I wish it were true, but I don't see it. McConnell doubts Roy Moore will be party's pick in Alabama. How does McConnell know? He's not even in the same state. Why would he double down against Roy Moore? What does Mitch have against Roy? Huh? Mitch, an inside swamp monster. Roy, a truth seeker. And the battle's on, but everybody's against Roy Moore, which tells me he has a whole lot more of a chance than they want to admit, or they wouldn't be attacking him so relentlessly. Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit, is a movie Kurt wanted you to watch. Check that out. Ocasio-Cortez saying Nancy Pelosi is a racist and Nancy Pelosi's disrespectful towards colored women. And anyway, kind of an interesting thing. People are defending Nancy against AOC now, even black lawmakers. Wow. Ocasio-Cortez, on one hand, she's right for a change. I don't know that I've ever agreed with her, but in this case, I do. I've agreed with her once or twice. Ocasio-Cortez, she's open to abolishing the Department of Homeland Security, suggesting its creation by the George Bush administration was an egregious mistake. She's right. You say, Sam, how dare you say that? What on earth do we do if we don't have a Homeland Security? What did we do before 9/11? Before George Bush created it in modern times? Right? We haven't had that thing around for 30 years or more, have we? No, we have not. What did we do before that for the first couple hundred years of our republic? Well, the states were responsible for their own jurisdictions, and the federal government had limited jurisdiction to the border and to international relationships, and we did fine. Right? You say, oh, Sam, 9/11, hey, Who was involved in 9/11? The Saudi Arabians, primarily? Most of the hijackers were from Saudi Arabia. Was there punishment meted out for that? No. We just attacked Iraq, that's all. Again, we get provoked into war after war after immoral war, don't we? And fake money. The Federal Reserve is what allows us to get into those wars. Let's go back to constitutional currency so they don't have the ability to just run roughshod over country after country after country. Let's chain down these bureaucrats with the supreme law of our land, the Constitution, shall we? All right, we talked about Facebook updated their community standards to include prohibiting threats that could lead to violence unless the mainstream press, instead of groups and people that the media calls dangerous. Well, look, dangerous or not, I reject the violence. And shame on Facebook for having a double standard. If the media calls somebody dangerous, then it's all okay to be violent and make threats? And I don't think so. The law should apply to everyone equally, ladies and gentlemen. And violence is wrong and need to be stopped. If the government doesn't protect life, liberty, and property, what's the value of that government, I would ask? All right, our buddy Steve Wozniak, he was one of the Apple co-founders, as you know. He says, delete your Facebook account right away. Tyler Durden with the piece. Great job over there. We talked about parents are hiring coaches to help raise their children what they call phone-free. And, man, I think we need that for sure, right? All right, we had our guest on second hour on Thursday. His name was Connor Boyack. He's president of the Libertas Institute, a free market think tank in Utah. LibertasUtah.org to get more information. And we talked about Connor's book, Skip College, a compilation of essays from a wide range of professionals on how to build a successful career without a debt, without getting in debt or having a degree. It's filled with practical advice, and it is an eye-opening read for teens and young adults. By the way, you need experience? Apprentice at a startup. Discover Praxis.com. Discover Praxis.com. We'll help you find and build your skill set, then unlock your first career opportunity. We're going to try to get those guys on the radio with us to talk about their wonderful program, inexpensive way to get directly into the workforce and make money. Now, don't get me wrong, we're not against college, and we're not suggesting nobody should go to college. What we are suggesting is college is not the only way, folks. A college degree might be great for certain people in certain professions, but this idea that everybody has to go to college or you're a nobody is a lie. Okay, a lot of times you can do an apprenticeship. A lot of times you can get into trade schools and do other things. You don't have to be a college graduate with a master's degree to be somebody. You know, after we've had kindergarten and 12 years of school, that's 13 years of school. If you do a 1 or 2 years of a trade school or some kind of an apprenticeship or something else, that's 15 years in school. If that's not enough, I don't know what it is. Because most people are involved in a CE in their jobs anyway, which is continuing education on the job. I'm going to work. I have a career advancement program. And others do, too. So, you know what? We need to look about learning for the rest of our lives. But who needs to get in debt to the eyeballs? See, that's where the lie starts to happen. There's better ways, folks. That's all we're trying to say. Wednesday's broadcast, we talked about Trump picks anti-gunner Chuck Canterbury to lead the ATF. We don't know if that's happened or not. But shame on the Donald. Liberty Roundtable Live.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit TopreserveTheNation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. We're in the middle of a hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Liberty Roundtable Live Weekend Review Recap. And, wow, we've got a couple of weeks to review. We've been so busy, we haven't been able to get this recap going on. But we had our guest on, Mr. Brian Rust, RustCoinAndGift.com, doing a phenomenal job. And we talked about our Honest Money Report, Russian Central Bank to consider gold-backed cryptocurrency. Good for the Russians. We need gold-backed and silver-backed, and, you know, I support all that stuff. Honest money. The United States, by the way, introduced a bimetallic system, or standard, if you will, back in 1792, and it continued to be the case until just after the Civil War in, what, 1870? And then we had to jettison it because of the wars. Wars always make us violate and move to dishonest fiat money, doesn't it? Anyway, in the 18th century, believe it or not, there was parity between gold and silver. It was 1 ounce of gold for 15 ounces of silver, and that stayed the way it was for a whole century. In fact, for many, many centuries in many nations, 16 to 1. 16 ounces of gold to 1 ounce of, 16 ounces of silver to 1 ounce of gold was the constant ratio. Now it's over 90 to 1. They're manipulating us big time, folks. One day of wages, a measure of barley, 15 ounces of silver, 1 ounce of gold. You know, these are... We got to put parity in some of these things. I'll tell you that right now. We talked about Trump Fed pick Judy Shelton. She wants to revive the gold standard. I want to revive the dual metal standard or the bimetal standard. I want to tie it to something to do with wages or, you know, an hourly work and tie it to some kind of a food commodity as well. The more stability we get in our currency, the better. We had our guest on, Mr. Sean Bergen, former New Jersey TV reporter, doing a phenomenal job. He got fired for saying we ought to have dads in the homes and that would help these teenage boys stay on the right track, and he's spot on, but they said he was a racist. We talked about arresting Jeffrey Epstein as just the start. The Atlantic said that. Acosta is pressed to and now quits over ties to Epstein plea deal. Sweetheart deal, if you will. Alan Dershowitz, Jeffrey Epstein's former lawyer, claims plea deal was fair and it'd do it again. CBS News. What a shame. What a disgrace these people are. New Jeffrey Epstein accuser, Jennifer Ares, says that Jeffrey Epstein raped her when she was 15. Are we going to take that seriously or what? Surprise, flight logs show Bill Clinton lied about Epstein ties, WND.com with the details. Bill said he was only on this, you know, Jeffrey Epstein plane, you know, a couple times with the Secret Service in tow. That's a lie. He was on over 26 times, according to Fox News. And at least five of the times, no Secret Service in tow. The question is, are we going to dig into Jeffrey Epstein's ties? Are we really going to get to the bottom of this? Or is Bill just going to get protection again? We're going to dig into the planes, the Lolita Express plane. And the manifest and who was on those planes, little girls, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to dig into the sex island going on, or are we just going to have a, you know, surgical removal of a couple of bad guys and leave the whole sex trade apparatus in place? Time will tell. I pray we stand for the latter. Bill Clinton is linked to Rachel Chandler as well. I'm just telling you right now, the plot thickens with this sex scandal, and I think it all backs into Pizzagate and more. Ben Swan got silenced after his reality check on Pizzagate to make the point. Why would Ben Swan get silenced if there was nothing to it? Huh? Because there is something to it. Ben knows it, and the mainstream press knows it, folks. Sex ring charges follow sinister pattern. USA Today talking about how Jeffrey Epstein would groom these little girls, and he'd have literally female pimps that would make friends with these homeless and vulnerable girls, bring them in, and what a disgrace. I mean, it just makes you sick to even talk about it. Reputation managers go to work on the internet scrubbing the Bill Clinton Jeffrey Epstein connection. Yeah, they're trying to change the game and change it fast. All right, that's Wednesday's broadcast. On Tuesday, we talked about the Defense Department computer network is among the top sharers of child online pornography. Did you hear me? The Defense Department's computer system and their network is one of the top sharers of online child pornography. I kid you not, a House bill even targets the use of Pentagon networks for child pornography. You don't believe me? Go look at thehill.com documenting it. Okay, why on earth, folks, why on earth do we have our government and our government Pentagon networks literally used to peddle porn? I mean, it is sick. Billionaire Jeffrey Epstein was arrested and charged with sex trafficking by child prosecutors. We covered that. Of course, Bill says he knows nothing about it, but he lied. Evidence is coming out that he lied. But of course, Bill Clinton had no sexual relations with that woman. And then he said he lied, right? Clinton Library refuses to hand over info on Bill's ties to Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah. Donald Trump team and the dishonest media withheld dirt on Kavanaugh's accuser. Now, why would they do that? Well, they pursued a strategy that Kavanaugh was such a good guy, they didn't need to dig into the accusers. The problem with that is it's fake news to withhold information that you know about these accusers. Anyway, these accusers were, well, they were kind of like Jeffrey Epstein's girls, just young girls, very involved in salacious sexual activity and more, making false accusations against Kavanaugh and against Judge Roy Moore. Larry Klayman says, cut congressional salaries, not raise them. Why pay more for do-nothing worthless representation? Larry Klayman's right about that. We talked about Donald Trump unleashes on Fox News. They forgot the people who got them there. And I say, Donald, you're wrong. They've been the bad guys forever. You just believed, along with the American people, Fox were the good guys. But look, Fox News has been attacking conservatives and abusing conservatives, real conservatives, for decades. They say we report, you decide. But I'll give you an example. Fox News has literally attacked me. As long as you're in the swamp conservative, it's okay. But if you want to be a real conservative and stand up for real constitutional answers and solutions, then Fox will attack you as well. As Trump salutes Air Force flyover on the 4th of July, CNN cuts to commercial. Wow. We also talked about Clip Interactive. Says radio broadcasters can make money by offering commercial-free content. And I agree they can. But it's very hard to do when you have government radio and government TV funded, and I got to fund that, plus run my own operations. It's rough. And I like commercials, by the way. And the reason I do is because it gives me a chance as a broadcaster to not talk solid. I want a little bit of a time to get my next guest on, a little bit of time to reorganize my thoughts for the next segment, a little bit of time maybe to go to the restroom. If there's technical trouble, it's a little bit of time to fix things. Those are the reasons that I, as a host, like some commercials. But the other reason I like commercials is because in Liberty, we want to build an ecosystem of friendly people and businesses. I want to send you to an honest coin dealer, RussCoinAndGift.com. I want to send you to a place to get raw honey and circumvent the mainstream stores that are so expensive. At LocalHoneyMan.com, that's Kurt's business. Kurt has a business called Patriot Printing that will print things for patriots who want to promote the sacred cause of liberty very inexpensively. Patriot Printing. Get a hold of Kurt. I want to do all these things. So I want to build this ecosystem of friendly, trustworthy, who will use the money for liberty purposes, who won't promote pro-death, who will stand for pro-life, who will fund radio and what we're doing. See, I want to build this ecosystem, and commercials are one of the ways to promote our friendlies to you and to have you take part in this ecosystem. All right, we talked to our guest, Mr. Steve Mosher. He's president of Population Research Institute, pop.org. And Steve's latest book is called Bully in Asia, now available on Amazon, highlighting how abusive China really is, when the idea that they're our most favored nation trading partner is insanity. China expert Stephen Mosher reveals last month that China actually harvests organs from living human beings, and he published his eyewitness account in the New York Post, for crying out loud. And Planned Parenthood does this as well, documents Matt Staver, our good friend and attorney over at Liberty Counsel, LC.org. We talked about the ACLU tells California teachers to help students obtain abortions, or I would say commit murder, without parental notification or consent. How evil is that in California with your government schools and tax dollars? Iran allows death row prisoners to sell organs before or after execution. So this is a worldwide, I don't know what you want to call it, but it's selling live people's organs. I mean, it is a disgrace, folks. I'm telling you right now. On Monday, we had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, and we talked about his political leadership school coming up on the 27th of July in Sandy, Utah. You want to learn more, campaignforliberty.org/Utah. And we talked about remembering Justin Amando, a man that died, a very conservative leader in the fight for our sacred cause of liberty. We talked about Ron Paul, quote, there is a storm on the horizon, talking about honest money. We got to audit and end the Fed. Goodbye, dollar. It was nice knowing you, was the follow-up column from Philip Giraldi. Doing a great job. Amen. And we talked about Barack Obama's the front man for Washington's imperialism. Another column by Paul Craig Roberts. Doing a great job. And we talked about the Declaration of Independence, birthed 13 sovereign nations. That's why we got 50 constitutional republics bound together by a United States delegated authority to the United for a sovereign purpose. Dual sovereignty, folks, but only within the sphere of jurisdiction constitutionally delegated, right? We had our guest on second hour, Mr. Scott Bradley, to preserve the nation, his website, freedomsrisingsun.com. And we talked about Democrats go from trashing Constitution to trashing the Declaration of Independence. What a shame. Needed now a new revolution day, says Freedom Watch USA. Larry Klayman wants to, quote, rejuvenate what was created in July 4th, 1776. Do you believe in citizen grand juries? And all I can tell you is Larry Klayman really doubling down in favor of this. I'm against it. I don't believe in citizens' grand juries the way they're talking about, because I don't believe there's a proper delegation of authority there. Remember, our authority is by the consent of the governed, and this is only a few consent. We've got to be very careful when we give power to people, folks. Was Jesus a socialist? Prager University does a great video on this, and our friends from Loving Liberty, by the way, are involved in that. I guess they got a logo on that. Just tremendous, tremendous stuff. When we come back next hour, I'll play a little clip on that. But I'm telling you right now, Loving Liberty doing a great job partnering with Prager University, talking about was Jesus a socialist? And the answer is, of course he was not. Of course he was not. But they ask you the question because they want you to believe that you've got to be a socialist if you're going to be kind. And in my opinion, that's where the lie is. You don't have to be a socialist to be kind. In fact, the kindest people on the planet were capitalists, right? So let's be very aware and very careful to understand the truth, shall we? All right, hour one in the can, hour two coming up. Hard-hitting recap, news the networks refuse to use in review. I'm Sam Bushman. This is LibertyRoundtable.com, live and on-demand radio at your fingertips, live 6 days a week, 2 hours a day, telling the tale of liberty. And we need your financial support to continue expanding our efforts. I've got a day job, folks. I don't want you to fund my family. I'm not begging for your money. But I am saying if you find us providing value to you, please reciprocate and help us expand. Donate today at LibertyRoundtable.com. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic. Please get involved, make it a great day, and choose the right, will you? We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America. Mm-hmm.